Proclamation number 0845 of 3rd of April, 1939. Divinity of Jesus. Strange sign of Jesus suffering and death. Admission against Christianity. An immense amount of work has to be done if the misguided souls are to find their way back to faith in the divine Redeemer. For the view is already too deeply rooted that the Savior on earth was indeed permeated by profound piety, but that he was of purely human origin, and that the concept of his divinity was formed by overzealous followers of his teachings and has persisted for centuries. It is very difficult to begin to make people understand the error of this opinion and to refute it, for throughout time the memory of his deeds has faded considerably. They are only remembered as legends, and thus the miracles of the Savior on earth can no longer contribute to awakening or strengthening faith in him. Humanity today is so used to sober thinking that it has no understanding for this and therefore gives up faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God without any hesitation, and summarily portrays everything extraordinary that would like to point to Christ's suffering and death at the present time as the spawn of sick people, and thus rejects it. But now the world will have to take notice of an event which will obviously and evidently make people aware of Jesus' suffering and death, and they will be given evidence of such a strange kind that it should be easy for them to believe if only they used their will correctly. Yet human science will again try to solve or explain this strange phenomenon and will try to shake and destroy all faith in the Lord and Savior anew. Yet God's love is constantly intent on helping people's spiritual hardship and sends them hints upon hints, and the more attentively the human being pays attention to precisely this problem of God's incarnation, the more convinced he can be that he will be pointed to the right path. But where one is completely indifferent towards him, turning to Christ is unspeakably difficult, and the spiritual powers of the beyond do not have much effect either. That is why it is extremely successful and important that the general indifference first changes into the opposite. That what has been up to now, the mechanical practice of the so-called divine service, has to suffer a strong shock in order to stimulate people to think and to cause them to make some kind of decision. Only when there is the danger of having to give something away does the human being realize to what extent such a thing is valuable to him. He either parts with it easily or begins to fight for the possession, and this is also the purpose of all the fights against Christianity, which are permitted by God precisely for the purpose that the human being should decide freely and pay attention to the problem in general. The number of those who profess Jesus Christ is truly very small compared to those who willingly or consciously renounce him, but many a hint will still be given to them in order to save from destruction what is walking in blindness. And it will still be necessary to struggle unspeakably for the souls, both on this side and on the other. Amen.